I greet you all in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. It's fallen my lot to bring scriptures to encourage and edify the saints. I once again thank the brothers who organized this program. God bless you and God bless all the listeners. I'll just take a thought from the book of Luke, chapter 14, and reading from verse 28. So Luke chapter 14, reading from verse 28. I'm reading. It says, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.'" Verse 31. "Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one who is coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciple." I just want to share a little thought about the risk of following. Now, everything in life has some sort of risk. Whether it's a small risk, a big risk, or a medium risk. In fact, there's an industry that is dedicated to this risk analysis or risk assessments of any kind of thing, whether it's a business project or it's a contract or whatever it may be. In same vein, Jesus Christ is talking here about the risk analysis of followership, asking us if we are able to pay the price of following him. The faith of our Lord Jesus Christ is not a faith of convenience. It's not a faith that is paved with gold all the time. There are thorns in it. There are challenges. There are many battles. There are many victories. There are mountain tops. There are valleys. It has all sorts of emotions mixed in it. The only guarantee we have is that God is with us. He's a promise keeper. And that he says he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he will be with us till the end of the age. However, from our part as humans, we need to have it in our mind, a set decision that, am I going to follow or will I not? Now, there is no point in the faith of Jesus Christ following half-heartedly. Because if you're not following 100%, then you're not a follower. Because Jesus said, "They are my disciples that continue in my word." He said, "They are my disciples that keep my commandment. If you love me, you keep my commandments." So our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ has to be absolute, 100%, or there's nothing. There's nothing like partial commitment or part-time Christianity. Praise the Lord. So we as believers in this end time, where the truth of God is being attacked on every side, the word of God is being ridiculed in political spheres, Christianity more than any other religion is being hacked at, even in the great Western civilizations, there is just this concerted effort to make Christianity look outdated, stupid, and make Christians look like some subhuman class of people. But in the midst of all this, Christ is still calling for a total commitment. So we ask ourselves this question today. What is the risk of following Jesus? Am I ready to follow him despite that risk? Because there are risks in this journey. I give an example when God asked Abraham to leave all of the Chaldees, or as he was called, Abraham then, It was a big risk. Of the Chaldees was about the most advanced civilization in that time. And the Lord asked him to leave to a place that had no clear destination. No clear, there was no definite outcome, no clear description of where he was taking him to. The Lord just said, leave, I will show you a land where I want to take you to. Obviously, Abraham would have been laughed at. It was just an unthinkable risk. But that's the way God does his things. And if you look at Christians through the whole Bible, it's risk. It's full of risk. You wonder, you would have to ask yourself, what would people say if I do this? What would my family think if I accept this message? What would they think if I come out of the denomination? What would my friends think? What would my ex-pastor think? What would my spouse think? What would my husband think? It's all full of risk. But there's no one who has ever been visited by God or used by God in any generation that did not take this risk. The risk that you will be laughed at, the risk that you will be ridiculed, the risk that you will lose everything, the risk that you could even lose your life. It's part of the game. But that is the attitude that God needs to visit that person. That is the attitude that God needs to use a person. And unfortunately, our generation, because of the spirit of the age itself, Laodicea, which is a lukewarm spirit, it kind of unfortunately rubs off on us as Christians. And so we begin to look at Christianity or the following Christ as a thing of convenience. We tend to go along the line of least resistance, the easy path, the easy way. And when it's hard, we try and rationalize why we can't do it or why we can't go ahead. When there are risks, we think, we should do something else. And sometimes we call it wisdom. But the old way, the way that is right, the way that is good, those risks cannot be avoided. God has put them there that way. That's why Jesus said, you don't cast your pearls before swine. God will never cast his own spiritual pearls, his own valuable things, things of eternal value, before people who are not really concerned or who are not desperate for those things. And that's one reason why the Holy Ghost never comes to a non-seeker. Nobody has ever been baptized with the Holy Ghost in the history of the world that was not seeking the Holy Ghost. Often you find a case of people being hungry and thirsty for the Holy Ghost, desperate for the Holy Ghost, desperate for a touch of God. And that's where God comes to. You have to just take that risk. Come out of your comfort zone, areas of convenience, and say, I want to do it the way they did it in the Bible. I mean, blind Bartimaeus was taking a risk when he kept yelling, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Even the disciples were saying, look, hold your peace, keep quiet, keep quiet, keep quiet. But he kept yelling, Son of David, have mercy on me. It was a risk. The disciples could have disliked him onward. People could have looked at him as a blind fanatic, yelling in the street. He could have been... And what if Jesus did not stop? They would say, after all, he didn't even hear you. So he could have just said, look, there's no point even crying out, Son of David. There's no point trying. But look, sometimes they say it's better to die trying than not try at all. It's better to go out taking the risk, not just any foolish kind of risk, but the risk that is inherent with obedience toward God's word. The risk that is inherent with obeying the written and known will of God. Saints of God, God bless you. God bless us all as we think about our relationship with the Lord and some of the risks that we are called to. For example, he says that those of your house that would be against you in the faith. Sometimes we find that somebody receives the word of the Lord, becomes a Christian, and the family that he's born into, they all turn against him. And the family may have been a peaceful, loving family before he became a child of God. And then suddenly there's trouble because of this new faith. In fact, I heard the testimony of somebody who was a Buddhist, came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and one day was speaking to his sister and was telling her that, accept Jesus Christ, he is the Prince of Peace. And the sister said back to him, said, there has been no peace in this house since you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. How can he be the Prince of Peace? We were living in a happy, cordial manner until you accepted this Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. God bless us all. The Lord who has put these things in his word says to us, count the cost of followership. Count the cost of following the Lord Jesus Christ. He was hated in this world. That hate will rub off on us. The world will still hate us because it's the same world, still the same devil, still the same Antichrist in the world, and hates anything that is an offspring of the Word of Life. Other things that he suffered, go with it. Places where he was excluded from, go. It's part of the game. But God has promised us, we're not orphans. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will always be with you. And that's the most reassuring thing for anybody, that the God of the universe, the one who created and runs the show, is on our side. God bless you and be with you all.